Araban, welcome to Talk Satellite here at IBC in Amsterdam.
Thank you, Kevin. I'm excited to be at IBC and excited to be talking to you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Firstly, please provide us with an update on Comtech's structure and how the changes implemented are playing out.
Sure. Last 12 months, I would say, which we call our fiscal 23, that was between August 22 through July 2023, we experienced and went through a major transformation inside Comtech. I would say we used to be around 14 individual siloed business units operating in individual profit and loss, income statements, individuals' sales approaches, product approaches, customer segments. The last 12 months, we have seen culmination of these two into logical market-facing two business segments. We are now called terrestrial and wireless and space and satellite, which makes sense to us, which makes sense to our employees, which makes sense to the customer and our partner ecosystem. And it has a very unique value proposition, which is now we are able to look at a market from a holistic purpose instead of, you know, the age-old individualistic product-based focus. It gives us a larger purpose and it helps us to define a larger solution-based approach, which adds much more higher value to our customer segments today. So very, very excited, and this transformation has been fruitful to us.
Comtech addresses a wide spectrum of markets. How are these in the satellite domain performing presently?
Actually, I think we are performing very well. But the more important question here is the market static? And I think Comtech has a belief that the satellite ecosystem, the satellite industry itself, is going through a major transformation. Okay, I'll give you a few bullets so that it becomes very clear. Of late, we have seen massive constellations, new constellations, which are predominantly low Earth orbit, or what we call them LEO, right? So that's a major overhaul. It indicates a push towards better connectivity. And when I say better, I'm talking about high bandwidth, low latency, etc. Further, we are seeing the adoption of cloud. We are seeing that this ecosystem is crossing the barrier of telecommunications and entering into the region of information, the traditional information technology that was only available from the hyperscalers up until a few years ago. And it's a good, I would say, step towards modernization, because at the bottom line, it drives openness, it drives the culture of an ecosystem. But most importantly, it does two things. It gives a reduced capex and a better handle on the opex. Plus, opens the avenues of bringing application developers, the third-party developers, into this ecosystem. It provides a larger value than just the traditional connectivity solution. It provides application-based services, which can then ride on top of the so-called connectivity solutions. So I think, coming back to the actual question, we are seeing huge amount of uptick, not only the way traditionally we have done business, but also due to the disruption. Now, there are a few things which are in summary. Number one, we are able to package ourselves better, obviously, because of this one Comtech initiative that we talked about. We are able to, you know, elevate our voices and position, even from a competitive landscape. And third, it gives us the, since the industry is also disrupting, it gives us the opportunity to disrupt ourselves also in tandem or in sync or in resonance with the industry as well.
Evoke,
as the name suggests, right? It's basically evoke. We have tried to evoke something within. It's basically a cultural, I would say, nuance, a shift in our thought, wherein the only one thing which we want to do is accelerate the speed of innovation. As I mentioned before, the whole ecosystem is moving towards openness, and hence it is called an ecosystem, which means that partnerships are also table stakes. We have been in the industry for a while, and while we have our strengths, we also are humble enough to accept the fact that we cannot do everything by ourselves. So we have to create this aspect of partnerships. So Evoke is Comtech's innovation foundry. Its objective is, like I said, to accelerate the speed of innovation. And in this innovation foundry, there is always this concept of what can be built and what can be partnered. So we bring in our own, whether we call them assets or intellectual properties, and we try to stitch them together with next-gen assets from our startup ecosystem. It's a great marriage if you see it like that, because while we have been in the industry for the last 4 or 5 decades, we have had the ability to create meaningful and lasting relationships with our customer ecosystem. And at the other hand, the startup ecosystem are more agile. They have more entrepreneurial skills and lesser processes because they are startups, and hence their innovations are in multitude of directions. So while we can create this partnership wherein we stitch our existing assets with their, they also gain huge amount of customers just by having this association with Comtech. So it has been very fruitful to us so far. In the last 12 months, we have had 4 partners who are still playing in the startup ecosystem. Circle is basically an IoT engagement as a service startup that is providing not just end devices or just an IoT platform, but actually a business outcome based on this data collection and data intelligence. Secondly, we have Vishnish, which is a distributed ledger technology. People usually confuse about distributed ledger and they always go back to thinking that it is blockchain, but Vishnish is not exactly a blockchain, but certainly an offshoot of that. The third is Descartes Lab Government, which is very, very focused around analytics, data gathering, especially on the satellite imagery or what is broadly classified as geospatial analytics. And last but not the least, Aarna Networks, which is building, I think, the world's first ever open source based 5G service management and orchestration and edge orchestration. So if I look at this wide spectrum of our partners, obviously they bring in a great deal of intellectual properties and assets towards the existing terrestrial satellite assets that Comtech has developed in the last 4 to 5 decades. This jumpstarts and accelerates for us the next generation value proposition towards our customer.
A couple of recent exciting announcements, that of your new dynamic cloud platform, DCP, and Comtech's new bridge solution.
Before I answer this question directly, I would love to point out this One Comtech initiative. Remember I said that One Comtech initiative was the catalyst behind us, even internally, to rethink ourselves. Okay, rethink ourselves, the way we positioned our products, our solutions to our customer ecosystem. And in this process, we not only created a better value system, but we also started collaborating a whole lot better internally, both from the engineering perspective and from the sales and business development. So that's a huge plus. Now, having said that, let's talk about these two things. I'll first talk about Bridge. The name itself is actually, I would say, an outcome of our One Comtech. All it is saying is, how are we bridging the customer gaps by taking a solution or a product that we used to have in the satellite side and try to bring it on the terrestrial side of the business. It's very simple. We believe that there are certain solutions that we were only selling, because we were 14 individual siloed business units, we were only selling towards the satellite ecosystem. But now today we believe that this particular product and the associated solutions around it are very much applicable to the other side of the business, which is terrestrial and wireless. And hence it is called Bridge. Now let's talk about dynamic cloud platform. Again, there is a very big amount of cross collaboration here that I will be able to show you. While Bridge talks about taking an existing product and selling into terrestrial and wireless, DCP talks about taking something which was existing in terrestrial and wireless and bringing it to the space and satellite. So what is DCP? A dynamic cloud platform, but importantly, it is basically an attempt to look at the next generation disruption in the satellite industry from a cloud perspective. I mean, we all talk about virtualization. We all talk about, hey, if you have a modem, how do you virtualize it? But the story does not actually stop here. We did not let the story stop here. We said that there is more to it. It's not just about making a modem virtualized that can run on a commercial platform or a commercial server, but again, an ability to attach it to a specific cloud infrastructures. Today's day and age sees hyperscalers. So we have Amazon, we have Microsoft, we have Google Cloud, we have IBM Cloud. These are huge hyperscalers, which are technically called as public cloud environments. And then we have large MNOs or large SATCOM provider who may choose to define their own private cloud instances. So what's to say that said modem that is virtualized will run across every piece of this infrastructure? It may not be possible, or maybe the possibility is that you have to go and redo your engineering or invest more and more R&D dollars every time you jump into this new infrastructure. That's one. The second thing is, even if you have been able to execute that, what's to say that we will be able to orchestrate this whole ecosystem? Because unless we are able to orchestrate it, there is no way we can reduce operational expenses, which is most important for our satellite operators. DCP comes in here and solves that particular set of two problems. DCP enables applications to ride on cloud agnostic way. So it's a great deal of, I would say, advantage for the ecosystem and especially our satellite operators. And secondly, it helps them to orchestrate the cloud instances in any way or any fashion our individual customer deems so. Net-net, the result is faster time to market, a better ecosystem of partners and application developers. Coupled with all of that, what we are offering to the industry or the end user is industry digitalization or enterprise digitalization.
How about convergence in the communications industry today?
Yeah, so convergence, I mean, I'll tell you, we brought back 14 siloed business units into two segments. Our segments are focused towards markets. Satellite and space obviously focus on satellite. Terrestrial and wireless focused on terrestrial. And as we speak today, we are noticing the convergence of satellite with terrestrial, or as satellite is also called, non-terrestrial. So this is mighty important for not only for us, but also for the whole ecosystem. Because at the base level, the underpinning requirement is enterprise digitalization. The underpinning requirement is connectivity for all, or like our CEO points out, democratizing connectivity. And that can only be achieved when you have ubiquity. The industry has learned that, the industry understands that, and hence there is a huge push from SDOs, or whom we call standard development organizations, people like the 3GPPs of the world or the HCOs of the world, who are pushing towards defining standards that can bring these two ecosystems together. It's mighty important so that this ubiquity can be achieved. And Comtech is at the forefront of defining some of these solutions that can enable such ubiquitous infrastructures or hybrid infrastructures as we move along.
Anubhan, thank you very much. We wish you every success.
Thank you, Kevin. It was a pleasure. Appreciate it.